So, good morning and good evening. This is Caroline Tapkin for Travel Daily Inspiring Women in Travel Asia series. And today we're joined by Gloria Bui, who is based in Vietnam, from Vietnam, in tourism. I believe you are Director of Asia Exotica, Gloria. Why don't you tell us who you are, what you do, and then we'd love to hear how you got there. So welcome, Gloria. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Caroline. Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gloria. So happy to be here with you today in the Travel Daily Asia. I am the director and the co-founder of Asia Exotica Indochina, one of the fastest growing travel agency in South Asia. We are the luxury boutique tour operator which specialize in the Spanish speaking and Portuguese speaking, Italian speaking in the following destination in Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. I manage directly three the office, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos.
That's yes. Quite a niche market, Spanish speaking. How on earth did you get into that? Where did you start?
I came from a small rural village in the northern part of Vietnam, in Hoa Binh province. And I come from a minority ethnic group, the Mường groups. And I grew up in the time Vietnam just finished the war and started opening the economic and also the tourism industry. My first contact with the outside world was through a volunteer Singaporean teacher who came to my village to teach English for us in 2001. And we had a little bit hard work and a bit of luck in 2003. I managed to go to Hanoi, the capital of Vietnam, passing the entrance exam of Hanoi University and starting learning the foreign language.
What on earth inspired you to leave the village and to go to Hanoi to do that?
My dad, who inspired me that that it's important to go outside and study, because a lot of kids in our area, they not have chance to go to study. That's okay.
So tell me about the university. You went to study Spanish. What made you choose Spanish?
Well, actually at that time in that time, the English department and Japanese and Korean department was trending. But my starting point was a little bit low because I come from outside of Hanoi and other province. So I could not enter the good department like that. But I was so happy to enter to the Spanish department, which was and learning Spanish language and culture, which turned out to be one of the best things of my life, because I learning a lot I enjoy learning the Spanish, and later on, that language helped me a lot to enter to the tourism industry.
So how did you bridge from learning Spanish, how did you get into tourism? What led you there?
When still being a student in 2005, when being still a student, I found my first job being the customer care for a Spanish travel agency based in Hanoi. And my job was to go to the airport and welcome the client who freshly arrived. And then after more than 1 year later, I apply for a local travel agency in Hanoi to being a sales team. And I had the opportunity to help them to open the Spanish department, Spanish speaking market. And after just only the first year, and in the second year, I managed to help them to earn more than $1 million of dollars of the revenue for my Spanish speaking markets. And until 2014, when after 7 years continually hard working and passionate working in that Asian, and when I left the company, I helped them to be one of the biggest Spanish travel agency in Hanoi for the Spanish-speaking market. I think it's, I was so happy and proud of that.
That's amazing. I mean, did you actually study tourism at all, or was it all just through language and then learning on the job?
Actually, I also got some scholarship and going to Spain in the scholarship for foreign student. And then going outside the first time, going to Spain for me is something really big for me, my first time to travel so far like this outside of Vietnam. And and I can see a lot of things interesting. And then I also join a lot of tourism course to learn and improve myself. But the most important thing is working and learning myself during working day by day. And I'm so grateful for all the clients, all the tourists coming and helping to learn and understand a lot for the tourism.
So a lot of learning on the job and just being dedicated to expanding your horizons, meeting new people and being open to learning.
Exactly.
And how you're now director of Asia Exotica. And how has it been during COVID and how have you handled that?
Well, you know that in 2014, after 7 years working in the local travel agent, I decided to open my new own company with my partner, my business partner. And I am so lucky to meet my business partner now, two of them. One is the Swede and the other one is Italian, who also all of us speak Spanish. And we together open Asia Exotica. We aim to bring a new, different experience of travel for the client all over the world, mostly come from Spain, Portugal, and Latin American markets. And they entrust me to manage three countries, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. And all of my team, mostly they are women, come from different gender and different background. Some come from the countryside, come from the different city of the country. But in the 2019, before the COVID came, I managed and direct around 40 people in all the office in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. And when the COVID came, you know that we was frightened because that is, I think, one of really the most, because in Vietnam, you know, every time when we're working in tourism in Hà Long, sometime in the summertime, we face with a different weather, with a typhoon, and every time with a typhoon coming, it's a different trending in all the package tour. But the COVID is not a normal typhoon that is bring all everything out. We was frightened, and I was so scared because not only me, but not only the company, but there's a lot of family belong and also depend on us. A lot of my staff in all the country, and also they are the leader of the family. They have a kid, they have own everyone. So I think that we cannot, and the more thing that we scared that we don't know when the pandemic will end and what will happen, because we try to maintain all the office from the March of 2020, when the first case of COVID in Vietnam. And then we maintained the whole team and office until September 2020. And during that, we never stopped. We find other way to work. When the border are closed, all of our clients cannot come. All the tourists, the foreign tourists, they need to go back home, and we cannot welcome any other new booking or new client. So we train to work for the domestic markets, because in that time, Vietnam, we still control very well the case of COVID. So after 1 month, we locked down in May 2020, we can start travel inside the country. So we opened the new market for domestic markets.
How difficult was that?
Yeah, you know, actually the different mind of travel is different. But I think, and I talked with my team, and I said that even it's a new market, but we have our advantage that we understand the client, because we are Vietnamese, we understand what they think. And even we are normally working with the inbound market and with all the Spanish client and different tastes, different style of travel, but we can learn. And then after 1 month, we can manage and being and selling a lot of package for domestic client. But you know that COVID came again, and it hit second wave in Vietnam in July of 2020. And that time, again, the tourism lockdown again, and no one can travel. We have the second heart attack with all the cancellation of booking. You can know that it's like a pain that it happened again. So I think that we need we cannot only wait for the tourism, because it's really sensitive situation at that time. Then we think that we will create a new business for our team to work and doing when waiting for tourism. And the first thing I think is support the partner in our travel industry. That on the five-star hotel in that time, we have the season of the full moon festival. And the all the five-star hotels, they are selling the package for F&B with the moon cake. I'm not sure if you're familiar with you. So I asked my team that we will promote the moon cake for the hotel and selling for the local people in Hanoi. In that time, and we decide to take the photo shooting with the moon cake, and we have an idea that we cannot selling only the moon cake with the photo, because we don't want to use the photo of the hotel, but we want to use our sell photos, and we go to the market and buy some flower and decorate with the moon cake and to take the photo, and we selling all the package in Facebook. The new channel of client that is totally different with Asia Exotica before. And you know, thing happens like a magic, because the first thing when we are sending on the new products of mooncake for the client, but all the clients, they are not asking for the mooncake. They are asking for the flower. They told me that, no, I don't want to buy the mooncake. I want to buy that kind of flower, that thing, because when we decorate that flower together with the mooncake, and they ask me how much that costs and how I can portray for that.
And so they had to buy time, the mooncake to get the flowers.
in the first booking, it's like that. But we recognize fastly, because we are kind of hungry for the client, hungry for the visit at that time. And I also very appreciate all of my team, all the women, they are very fast. And also we brainstorm together. And you know, in 24 hours, we change totally on our product from the mooncake to the flower. and you cannot imagine, after the first week, we selling on the packet of flower, 1,000 booking coming with us. And it's like a totally changing for us, because we used to with the cancellation for the many months, for 3 months already. And then again, one more time, we can like fresh mind and receive the new booking with the flower. And we recognize that Comida Ngon and the flower is the correct product to promote for the new client. And that is the thing we can do and survive during the COVID time. And so far until now, it's already 2 years already, Caroline. And we always maintain the tourism in the hibernate time of tourism. We still maintain the Asia Exotica, but mostly also our time dedicated to doing the flower, the spiritual flower, to selling for the local people. To explain about the spiritual flower, let me explain that. That is one traditional of Vietnamese traditional that normally we praying during two times during the lunar month, according to the lunar calendar. We have two times of praying during a month. And always our traditional is bring us the most beautiful and the most spiritual flower, such as lotus flower, the most beautiful one, and areca flower, and then the fragrance flower, like we have here is a pomelo flower. We have pomelo
flower.
Yeah, pomelo flower that makes a good smell. Okay. And all the bad thing we make and make it in the beautiful shape and offering to the Anta family and praying for good luck. And also in other way, it's a kind of meditation and reconnection with the ancestor. It's one of really beautiful traditional, but also with the modern life, people starting forget it and also forget the traditional flower. And also the handmade product is not really well promoted in the modern life. So I am also very happy that all of my women team very talented that they can make the beautiful flower and help also the Vietnamese people to come back and appreciate and respect the beautiful tradition.
So is this something that was not actually being done and offered before? Sorry? Is it new? Is it a new offer in the market that you have come up with?
Actually, there are some local shop, like normally they are selling the flower for praying, but they never done or never make it like in an artist style.
So they just sell the bunch of flowers.
Yes, yeah, bunch of flower, yeah. Or they don't make it handmade, and also they don't dedicate for the customer care or customize like they care client, like we are care client in our tourism industry. So I think that is the most important.
You've taken what you learned in tourism.
Exactly.
And the supporting of the client into flower decoration and applying tourism principles to the local market.
Exactly. And also the culture and the tradition, because all the culture and tradition for the new generation or the modern life, it's not easy to matching. But we make it in night way and modern, but combined with traditional way that it can fit to the modern house also. And also the service, like we doing on the shipping flower directly to the house of client. So make on the purchasing is very convenient for the client, because we think what is the most convenient for our client. Yes, that I think also that is one of the best way for us to gain heart of the client. But it's not easy, Caroline. Changing from the tourism to the flower shop is not easy thing, because for praying, normally the people will purchase it in early morning. For example, they need to have all the packet ready in their house at 7 a.m. Mm. It means that we need to start working from 5 a.m. in the morning, and you need to wake up from 4 a.m. And normally on the purchasing and the big season for us is during the holiday or festival. When people have a vacation, we need to work hard, and normally sometime until the 10 p.m. in the nighttime. Without my team hard work like that, I cannot do all of the job.
Have you managed to keep all your team throughout COVID by doing these different?
We offer the choice for the team to choose, because it's not easy, like I told you. So I offer the choice for them to choose who want to continue with the new business and waiting for the tourism, or who want to train or try the new thing. We think we welcome them to come back after the COVID gone. Half of my team, they remain to stay with the flower, and most of them, they are women. Women. Yes.
So what's next for you then, as COVID comes to an end and borders open again? What are you planning to do?
Right now for us, we are on the preparation for the tourism comeback and waiting for the border to open again. The good news is Cambodia already open with a very flexible policy, and then Thailand also open already. Now also like we can consider hub of open already. And we only waiting for Vietnam. And I expect that Vietnam will be open again in March of 2022. That is the reason that right now we are coming back with the tourism. Actively, we are prepare all the product, on the team, training again the teams, so we can be ready to welcome clients from the March of 2022. If the government they agree, but I hope will be March or April 2022.
Mm. Yeah. And will you keep the flower business going as well?
For sure. I already introduced the I think because when I have trained to talk with all the Asian in Spain, Portugal, or Latin American country, and also Italia country, and I explain about what we are doing during the COVID time and waiting for the tourists to come back, and all of them they was so amazed with all the flower. And the idea is during the city tour of Hanoi, we went dedicate for 45 minutes until 60 minutes to bring the client to our comida house, the traditional house. And then here, we will bring the client to see all the handmade process to do the flower praying, because it's one of the tradition that we can tell to the tourists, and also help them or let them to have time to experience how to make the flower, the lotus, to folder the lotus leaf, and also to smell all the fresh flower. It's really beautiful thing. And I think it can make the city tour and the experience in Hanoi much more different than before.
You've created your very own experience during COVID.
Yeah. I will be very happy if they will be welcome with all the flower comida ngon, and also bring the different things in the products of tourism.
Amazing. And what advice would you give to the young girls looking at tourism, looking for a new career or their first career? What mm-hmm. advice would you give them as they're starting out?
From my experience, I am so happy or I'm so lucky that to meet a lot of beautiful women during my career who helped me a lot and who guided me to be myself today and inspire me a lot for my job, for the life. So my advice for the young girl is, firstly, you need to understand yourself and find something that you love to do. And if you love the tourism industry, it will be wonderful, because you will love your job, love what you are doing, and you're proud of that. So if you love the tourism industry, you just dedicate your heart and mind in that, and then shine. And also try your best to learn everything that you can have. And the most important thing in tourism that you can dedicate the time and take advantage of our career to go more new destinations, to meet new people, and bringing home a lot of warm experience for yourself.
That's very good advice there. What is the one thing that you wish you had known when you were younger?
When I was younger,
is there something you know now that you wish you'd known and understood then?
I think when I recognize the most beautiful thing to being a woman, I need to tell you a story, because in Vietnam or like many other Asian country, still many families they have a life. They prefer to have a boy than girl. So when I was a girl, my family, we have two, I have my sister and me. So my dad, he did not have any son. So for Vietnamese family or Vietnamese culture, it's a little bit pity for him. and I can see clearly the discrimination. Now, enduring the society to see him because he does not have any son and having only a daughter in the family. And I don't want my dad to be sad. So sometimes I felt a little bit pity that I'm not a boy and I was a girl only. But then after that, when I grow up and I seeing that and I'm so proud of being a woman and I can see that how beautiful being a woman. And the more thing I can bring in for my family is to make my dad proud of me. And so far until now, I talk with him and I'm happy that I can bring him to be proud of myself because I can do many things that other boy cannot do. And also when we study hard and doing things, beautiful thing and proud of the work that we are doing better than a lot of men. That the thing that trained my life and also trained the mind of my family, like my dad and my mom. So I think if I can train what I think when I was young is being a girl is a really beautiful thing, the most beautiful thing in the world. So
I think that's an amazing way to finish our chat here, and so inspirational that being a girl is not a disadvantage.
Exactly. Exactly. That I can recognize until when I was like 20 something, but when I was a little girl, I did not recognize that.
Yes. Yeah. That's inspirational for young women coming up into the industry, into the world, that be proud of who you are.
Exactly.
You can achieve as much, if not more, than your brothers.
Yeah.
So Gloria, I'd just like to say thank you again for joining us and congratulations on making so much positive come out of the last 2 years of lockdown and COVID. Mm-hmm. It's really inspirational to see how you have changed what you do to survive and to thrive.
Thank you a lot, Caroline, for dedicated timing and chatting with me and sharing the a lot of things. And it is important during the COVID times that I also learned that we can do many other things that not only in tourism, but the more important is keeping positive mind and hoping the tourism will come back. That is a big love of except earth in tourism industry, but we need to keep believe in that and hoping. And during wedding, we can do and find something really beautiful, like I can find with my flower shop.
It's fantastic that you're bringing the two together now. And let's hope the borders open very quickly and we get back to normal.
Sure,
it's coming now. And we wish you every success. We will be watching. We will be watching with interest. Thank you very much for joining us, Gloria.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything that I can help, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.